Okay, so here we are, and it's Sunday night, and it's February 27th, 2011. And I thought it's time for me to come clean with all the people who actually listen to these podcasts and let you know that, yes, I've been trying to lose some weight, and I've been exercising and stuff. So I've been rather successful at it over the last 6 months, and, you know, it started out with hiking in the state park and walking briskly around the neighborhood. I, of course, being the competitive person I am, I time myself and have to get faster every time, so there was a little running involved. And then eventually someone at work convinced me I should run this 5K thing at the end of March, out by Centennial Park in Columbia, which now I'm quote unquote in training for. So that's pretty bizarre. So this Saturday morning, yesterday morning, I went out to Centennial Park. There's this big lake or pond, depending on how you define a lake or a pond, with a 2.6 mile paved path around it. So I guess for the 5K, they will be adding a half mile to that somewhere. But I went out there and I ran around the lake and an extra about 3/4 miles into a parking lot area and back. And it was okay. And I think I'll make it. I think I'll survive the 5K. I'll be able to do it without walking. And that's really what my goal was. Of course, I want to win. I want to beat the guy at work. But so I've been getting a little obsessed with the running and exercising lately. But then when I was done, I decided I'd walk around the lake. And that was a mistake, because although it was good exercise, walking an extra 2.5 miles after the run, it was later in the morning. I had gotten there at like dawn, and I was the only one there, and I liked that. But as I started to walk around the lake, all the rest of Columbia, Maryland came out. All of them appear to be Under Armour addicts. And people look really funny in that stuff. I can't wear that stuff on my legs. I can't see myself there. But it reminded me of this Tom Paxton song, so I wrote the words down. I couldn't find them on the internet. So I wrote the words down and learned it about 10 minutes ago. So we'll see how this goes. It's called Hand Me Down My Jogging Shoes. I was out for a stroll, just a walk in the pub, checking the scene to see what was up. I wasn't bothering nobody, I was easing on down the road. And just behind me comes a pitter pat. I said, good Lord, what is that? I turned and I looked and my brain went in overload. Down the trail and around the pond come a thousand people with their underwear on, picking them up and laying them down like mad. They were fussing and groaning, faces all red, their eyes rolled back and their sweating heads. I never saw so many people look so bad. They're crying, come on, Harry, come on, Sue, we're gonna do what the magazines tell us to. We'll get ourselves in shape the fashionable way. With 25 laps around the pond, will you make us tall and slim and blonde? Hand me down my jogging shoes today. My dog took off with his tail tucked under. I stood at the side of the road and watched them pass. Their shirts were nicely understated. They all looked terribly dedicated. Some looked strong and some looked low on gas. Some were built like landlocked whales. Some wore shorts from Bloomingdale. Some had legs that looked like 6 feet long. Die, and as the herd went thundering by, I swear I heard them with 25 laps around a pond to make us tall and slim and blonde. Hand me down my jogging shoes today. Well, I knew that they'd get fit or bust. I knew by the size of the cloud of dust, and I knew by the sound of the blisters going crack. Somebody snagged my arm, pulled me into the middle of the seething pack. I was sweating like a fool, I was out of breath, I was trying to keep from getting tromped to death. I must have been an edifying sight to see, and I can't tell you wanna sneer and scoff, but my legs were broken, they were falling off, and by now you know what they said to me. They said, come on. Week. It's a great day outside. I think I'll go sit on the deck and see if it's warm enough to play guitar out there. And stay tuned for the last podcast of March to find out how the great race goes.